Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show, coming to you live from the City of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the 23rd day of June 2016. Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, is almost upon us. And because we're getting closer and closer and closer to winter, guess what? It is basketball season. Basketball season truly started the last game of this season, the last season, and starting for this season. But tonight we have a special treat. Linda Van Smith and I, she's going to be co-hosting. We have a special treat coming to you from my hometown. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, I was born not hatched, and yes, I am from Murfreesboro, North Carolina, and Linda Van Smith, she is from Winton, North Carolina, right down the road a piece, as they say, from Murfreesboro. You know, I've often wondered, if you're from a town smaller than Murfreesboro, that's interesting, but she's from Winton, North Carolina, but we both went to Murfreesboro High School, so we are Murfreesboro-onians, and we're talking to Latoya Jones. She is the head basketball coach here at Chowan University. I can go all the way back when it was Chowan College, a two-year school way back, and they were the Braves and not the Hawks, and so it's a lot of nostalgia here tonight. And so, Coach Jones, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing great, and I am excited that you all asked me to be a part of the show. So that's a true honor for me, and I just want to express my appreciation.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and once again, thank you so much for appearing on the Overtime Sports Show. Well, Coach, you're taking over. You are brand new, not brand new to basketball, not brand new to coaching, but a brand new head coach, a different role stepping into that. So what How do you, I mean, you know, you've been with a team that's been so successful, 20-9 last year, lost in the CIAA tournament to Shaw University, which a lot of people seem to do that to Shaw because, like, we talked a little bit off air that the CIAA is probably, I'm not going to say probably, is the toughest basketball conference in the country. I mean, bar none, top to bottom. Whether it's men's basketball or women's basketball, is competitive almost every single night. Chowan came into the CIAA. They went through their little bumps and bruises because, as you well know, when you step up to that level, that happens. You're taking over now as head coach, a successful program. How does it feel to step in that role, and how much pressure is there to maintain that level of excellence?
Well, it's exciting for me to step into the role. I definitely took time to contact mentors and to shadow and to take on other responsibilities when I was a assistant coach. But I'm excited about being at Chowan because I'm taking over a team that has had success. I'm taking over a team that averaged 6 points a game. Yes, we have graduated our leading scorer, but we are returning 4 out of our 5 starters from last season, which all combined for half of those points. So I am excited that the rest of the players that didn't technically start every game, they all saw minutes. And the most exciting factor is the experience that still remains on the team. I have a team full of fighters and ladies that crave success for the pride of the university. And I know that that's something I can build on. And I have called all of them, and they're all talking about being ready to go. And, you know, they had a taste of the success, and they want more. So they're willing to do whatever it takes. And I am excited to be the leader and to lead them to that success. You know, it's not over for us, and it wasn't luck, and it wasn't anything, you know, that people may have thought given the past to the present. But I'm excited. I'm excited about what people will see from us.
You know, I often hear, like I said, I've been in the role of a coach also, and I love to hear when other teams or other people always say, well, they just got lucky. Well, I don't know how many teams are in the league. I used to always say this all the time. I don't know how many teams are in the league. But, boy, I sure did luck up and get to be number one. How about you? You know, so you want my luck, right? So, you know, you want to be as lucky as me. But now, I guess I put the cart before the horse a little bit here also. Could you tell us a little bit about your background and the road that you took to get to where you are today as a head coach?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I went to Garnet University, and I got my degree in elementary education. My whole life I thought I was going to be a teacher and just retire after 30 years and figure out the next chapter from there. But I started out teaching, and I was coaching, too. I coached at Providence Day School in Charlotte because that's where I moved after graduating. And my passion started to change, and I started to notice that I was more excited about practice than I was teaching. So so from there, I was able to stay there for 2 years and win a championship under Coach Springer, and then I was able to go back to Garnet University and coach under my head coach, Rick Reeves, and I learned a lot from him. And then from there, I went to UNCG. And when I was when I started coaching full-time and I started shadowing my coach and I started taking on more responsibilities and I really got into what I was doing, I said, hey, I think that I can be a head coach one day. And when you think those things, you don't necessarily mean right in the moment. So I started asking my head coach, what does that look like? What are some of the things that he did and how he carried himself? Just I wanted to soak up everything that I could learn about being a head coach so that I can start to, you know, practice those things within my assistant coaching role. And every place I went, even going to UNCG, I was able to learn from another head coach and get different ideas and increase responsibility there. And I just knew that one day my opportunity was going to be there. So I wanted to be fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. So, and I was always told that this feat isn't an easy feat, and it's hard and it's difficult, and people see the glitz and the glamour, but they don't understand what all goes into it. And I'm ready for the challenge, and I understand that too. But I think that that's why it's important to have mentors and people that can help you along the way. And Jawan does a great job of having people come and answer any questions I have, anything that I need to think of, or anything I have issues with concerning just the transition piece. I always have someone there to help me. So,
yeah, it's, you know, and you know, with this is a question I've had for, you know, a while, and now Murfreesboro is not exactly a like bustling area. I mean, it's a really small town. It's a country town.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was born there, so it's an old town. I was born there. But how do you get recruits? How do you go out and say, okay, I want to recruit you. I want you to come in to, you know, Chowan here in Murfreesboro, North Carolina. We're, 60 miles from Greenville. We're near Norfolk, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's nothing to really hold a kid there because it couldn't hold me. There's nothing to really hold a kid there. How do you sell Chowan to your recruits?
Well, first and foremost, you can't go out and just recruit everybody and think that this would be the place for everybody. You have to get kids or student athletes that first and foremost care about academics, that, you know, want the small class size too, and that want to play in the CIAA, because that's a big recruiting tool itself. CIAA is an awesome conference to play in. Also, I would sell some of the traditions that they have at the school, and I also sell, you know, the atmosphere itself. Everywhere you go, people love Tawan. People love Murfreesboro. It's a small city, but the school is the big attraction. I think it's important to also sell the athletics. Once you have success, it's easier to get the recruits to help the success keep going. And I think that it's important as a coach to recruit the players so that the players can have so the players can also help you within that, so that they can help you sell your program. Because that's what I'm in the process of doing now. I am recruiting my current players now, being a new head coach, I have to start that relationship. I have to start building things so that they can have a trust in me. And those are some of the things that I would do as well in recruiting other people. And then location. I realize, you know, that getting kids from all over the U.S. probably won't happen, but I can get those kids out of Virginia, Maryland, D.C., and in North Carolina. And I think I won't have trouble getting kids to Shawan. I think it's all about believing it within your heart so that you can sell it and be honest in it. But the people, the area that is close to the beach, that is not far from sporting events, that, you know, it's a lot to do. They have a lot to do on and as a team, we would do a whole lot of community service and team bonding and team activities that will also be integral part in selling the program as well. And Chawan is definitely growing with different projects that are on campus that are attractive, and the student body is growing, so that's saying something great about the university itself.
I tell you, I mean, I understand exactly what you mean about it, you know, Chawan University itself growing. I drove through it's been about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, last time I came down that way, and the place is growing. You know, one of the biggest surprises, I think, was that Chawan joined the CIAA, because Chawan is not an HBCU, but it, you know, it joined the CIAA. But that also says a lot about the CIAA. It also says that there are conferences such as, you know, the CIAA, the HBCU conferences, who want to be more diverse than some of the other conferences, like the ACC and some others, hint, hint, that don't want to be as diverse. And that's what I appreciate about, you know, the CIAA and Chawan is making that step to get, you know, itself out there. And they've done a very good job at marketing, because I hear a lot about it up in this area too, a very good job at marketing, putting out a very good product. I mean, you know, and I have to compliment Chawan. They are doing a fantastic job at getting the job done. Now, let's fast forward things to this season, 2016, 2017. Everything done in 2015-16 is done in 2015-16. It doesn't matter. So you lost your leading scorer, which was probably what you only lost one player anyway off the team, basically, which was what your leading scorer. So now you're moving once again. People aren't going to be surprised now. People are going to sit there and go, look, these kids are good. This is what we need to do. The film study increases. The scrutiny increases. Everything increases with success. So coming into this season, how is the team looking and matching up against others? I know a lot of coaches don't worry about what, you know, let's say Johnson C. Smith is doing. We got to do what we do well. But in the back of your mind, that little place you don't talk about, you wonder what they're doing. You know, you wonder. So how is the team going to match up this year in the CIAA?
I think that we're going to match up very well. Yes, we lost our leading scorer, but we also returned our second leading scorer and leading rebounder in Jordan Payne, and we also returned our defensive presence and our shot blocker and another person that was putting up points for us too, and Diamond Crenshaw. We also have our rookie of the year coming back, who is our point guard and our floor general. We have, you know, a team coming back that's hungry, a team that feels like, you know, not that they got shortchanged, but they have some unfinished business. And I think that it's important for them to stay hungry. And what you can see from Chawan basketball is that we're going to come out, we are going to play fast, we are going to be in shape, we are going to give people a run for their money, so to speak. We are going to come out as if we have something to prove. Once you get a taste of victory, you know, you want it again, and you want to experience that again, and that's what people can see from us. Being concerned about how we match up to other people and what other people are doing, that's not really my concern, because it's really about what we're doing and how we're getting better because our team's going to look different. We have to have people that's going to step into new roles. We have people that are going to, you know, maybe get more minutes than what they got last year because of our leading scorer graduating. So we have to get people comfortable with certain situations. And then we have to restructure our team differently now. And we're going to be something – we're going to be a sight to see, you know, something that is exciting.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is people don't realize – I don't think the general public realizes how difficult it is to win. A lot of people mm-hmm. think, like you said, the glitz and the glitter, you get out there, you pound people, and they're like, hey, man, you're doing – but they don't understand that what you have to do on whether it's a football field, a basketball court, a volleyball court, baseball, playing jacks, it doesn't make any difference. You have to actually will your will over to win over the other person's will to win also. That's what makes athletes mm-hmm. to me such a challenge is because, like in football, I have to get that guy in front of me who's trained just as hard, well, I hope not as hard as me, but has trained just as much as me, who has experiences just like me, who has a passion for the game like me. I have to make him do something he doesn't want to do. If he wants to go right, I got to make him go left. If he wants to go left, I got to make him go right. The will to win and the will to succeed. And something that you said that was really interesting about the basketball team, you're going to be in shape. You're going to make sure you push the ball mm-hmm. up the floor. Mm-hmm. I broadcast for basketball games for North Carolina Central, and I've seen a lot of basketball, ladies basketball in particular. And, you know, the biggest thrill, I think, that I don't know if your players feel this way or not or as a coach, but the biggest thrill is when we get to that fourth quarter, and the game is tight, and you look over and you see the other team bend down and grab their shorts, does that not give mm-hmm. you a burst of energy to know that you've broken their will? I mean, at that point,
yeah.
when they grab those shorts, their will is broke because now I'm tired.
Yeah.
You're sending me a signal,
yeah.
I'm tired. So now I've
yeah.
done something to you that you didn't want me to do, and now I'm going to take advantage of that. And so that's
yeah.
the great thing to work on, you know, really pushing that basketball. Linda, you got some questions for the coach?
I do, Coach Jones. I like your mode of thinking.
Yes.
If you can believe it, you can achieve it, and that's what all students
yes.
need to hear. Now, I like what you said about wanting your team to exude purpose, passion, and excitement. How can you help them
mm-hmm.
achieve these goals?
I have to reflect it as a leader. I have to reflect it as a leader first. I can't ask my team anything that is not reflected, because if I reflect it, that's the expectation. And if that's the expectation, then they will meet that expectation because that is what is required. And I think that I have a group of girls that are self-motivated. It was refreshing calling them and talking to them, and I hear them already talking about can't wait to get back to campus, can't wait to start workouts. They can't wait, you know, to have a chance just to, you know, get back on the court. And everybody has a moment within the season that was important to them, and hearing them share their stories about their experience here at Chowan and how last season was such a special season because they came from not winning a whole lot to beating up on people that they felt, you know, probably didn't see them as competition as much as before because of the previous season and how refreshing that was to actually be on the winning side consistently. And they have that hunger for more now because now they know what that feels like. And now it's just building that mentality. You know, you're excited about what you did last year, and that's great. But now it's like, how do we go on from there, and how do we build on that? And that is my role in that. And that's what I plan to help them do this year.
Coach, do y'all at Chowan, do you – I know it's a trend around the country for – The kids who live in a certain city, I mean, even if you live right here in Durham, that if Duke was looking at you, you really want to go to Duke, you wind up going to Syracuse. Or if you're at North Carolina Central, you wind up going maybe to A&T or even NC State or something like that. Do you find that a lot of the local athletes that you have, and let me tell you something about Hertford County, ladies and gentlemen, y'all may not know, Hertford County, Bertie County, Gates County, Northampton County, they have some very good athletes in those counties.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina has some great athletes from coast to coast, pillar to post. We got some of the best.
Mm-hmm.
But do you find that it's difficult to get them to stay home, or, you know, do they go abroad?
I think it just depends on the student athlete that you're talking to. Some of the student athletes want to stay close to home because they're very family oriented. They are used to their parents being at every single game, and they don't want to lose that experience. Some, they have certain majors that they want to major in, so they are specific to that in addition to the basketball. Some want to be a part of a program that's building. Some want to go to the biggest school ever so that they can wear a jersey and, you know, be proud about being at a bigger institution. And then some want a small school. So it's hard to answer that question as a generality, but
mm-hmm.
I would say that it's specific to that individual. But I do think that North Carolina has great talent, and North Carolina is a place that I know that we are going to tap into more. I think that it's good to keep kids home. I think that it's good, you know, because it's good for your institution, it's good for your program, and it's good for the fan base too. I think that that's very important. I do want to look into the surrounding high schools and the kids that are in our backyard. You know, it's important for us to be a presence within our community as a whole, as well as the state.
Well, Coach, as we wrap things up here, I guess I can ask this question one more time, and I ask every coach that comes on, because I love to give them the opportunity to talk about their institution and to put out there all the information they can about their institution, because I believe it's important. I believe that, you know, number one above all else, a school has got to provide a quality education for that athlete. That athlete doesn't go to school to play basketball or football, or maybe at some schools around, well, at least one in particular seems to be that way, but most schools, they go there to get that education. That should be first and foremost. And, you know, graduate on time or within 5 years, which now 5 years seems to be on time, but 5 years, and get that degree and go out there and start in life. And the experiences that they got there at Chowan should carry them on and make them good, productive citizens. Because I know that Chowan still, even though it's a larger institution now, maintains those what I like to call country values. And they're real
mm-hmm.
sticklers about that, and I believe in that also. I mean, I believe in those country values. But what would you tell a kid and his parent if they're looking to come to Chowan, get a quality education, and get the reward to be able to play athletics as a reward for doing what they're supposed to do in the classroom? A lot of people forget that. Playing athletics
mm-hmm.
is a privilege. It's not a right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to earn that
mm-hmm.
privilege. I don't care what level you're on.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell a kid to make them want to say, hey, Chowan, and the parents to say, hey, Chowan is the place for me?
Well, first and foremost, you need to let them know that whenever you come here, you're going to get a family vibe first and foremost, because we have great people in the community. We have great people that are on campus. Everybody knows most of the student body by their name. You have a smaller class size, so there's more individualized attention. You also have study hall and different things for the student athlete so that they can do their best. There's no reason that a student athlete comes to an institution and that they're not able to strive. I know people think that student athletes have it easier because they may play a sport, but it's actually the opposite. I think that it's important to let the parents know, like, first we have your daughter's major, yes. And then secondly, this is her outlook from freshman, sophomore, junior to senior year. This is her plan. This is how we're going to get her there. And within getting her there, we're going to meet her individual needs. You know, a lot of students come to school and everybody has a different track into how they do well academically, and everybody's needs aren't the same. So it's important to know your student athlete and to know what type of needs she will need upon coming to your institution, and then laying that out for the parents, but then also letting them know that not only will she have a great experience academically, she will also have a great experience athletically because of the things that we're going to do for the season. And it's important just to know that you are a student first. You know, you can't enjoy athletics without doing what you need to do in the classroom. And I know that for me, Chawan is a place that they embody student success, and there's no reason for you to come and not be able to excel in the class. Now, you have to do work. You have to want to do it, you know, but you have every avenue to be successful. And the professors work close with the coaches, so we have a system that lets the coaches know when they're absent in class and if they're doing well and if they're not doing well. So we always have a tracker to know about our student success. And even with the travel schedule and how close games are, there's constant communication about the students getting work done early and all those things too. So,
That's great. And another aside here, just before we let you go, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. When the Overtime First show first started way back, God knows, I think it was 5 years ago in this format that it's in now, and I was looking around for guests to be on the show because, you know, I was kind of like, oh, my goodness, who could I get? Now I got a sport. You know, it's kind of like now they give you something. Now it's like, oh, what do I do with it? So now I'm looking mm-hmm. around for different coaches. But the first ever coach on the Overtime Sports Show was Coach Place, the football coach there. At Chowan,
yeah.
And he was the first ever guest. So Chowan University was the first academic institution that was ever represented here on the Overtime Sports Show. So that's one thing I have a place in my heart for that, not just because I grew up in Murfreesboro, but because they were first on the show, and now you're second on the show, and hopefully. This coming up season, if my schedule clears, I can come down there. We can talk and do an on-camera interview. I would love to do that for the Overtime Sports Show.
Yeah.
We also have a video part of the Overtime Sports Show. So I look forward to that. Well, Coach Jones, thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. It has been an honor to have you on. It's been a pleasure. And good luck during the upcoming season. I believe with your enthusiasm and your knowledge, and you're just one of those coaches, go get them. You know, sick them.
Yes.
And I like that. So, you know, I hope and wish for much success for you this upcoming season.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Coach. That was Coach Latoya Jones, and she appeared here on the Overtime Sports Show right there from Chowan College. Chowan University in Murfreesboro, North Carolina. Well, Linda, we talked to some home folk. Did that make you feel good? Hereford County in the house all day long. You know, I believe that's really interesting. I believe that's the first time that I've done something like that. It's been an all Hereford County thing. That's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first time on the show we've had an all Hereford County thing. So we'll have to do that again sometimes. Well, Linda, thank you so much. Don't forget, let's see, who is coming up? We got coming up tomorrow night. What's tomorrow night? The 23rd. And let me check my, you know, even I have to check and see who's coming on from time to time because there's one reason. I am getting very old. And as I get older, I forget things. I have CRS, so I will not tell you exactly what that acronym stands for. But tomorrow night, let me tell you, I'm still checking. That's how far behind I am right now.
We're June 26th. Oh,
we don't have a guest tomorrow night. The next guest that we have will be on the 27th, and that will be Jim Kerner, the head baseball coach at North Carolina Central University. He'll be on to talk about this year's season, which was a success. They went to the MEAC baseball tournament, won a game there, which is a lot better than they've done because they've just gotten back into baseball, so they're moving back into that realm because, you remember, North Carolina Central used to be a monster in baseball. So that's what we got coming up on the 27th. Tomorrow is Friday. I forgot the day was Thursday, the weekend. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just getting old. But, Linda, thank you so much for being the co-host tonight, and we will see you on the 27th as we talk to Jim Kerner, the head baseball coach at North Carolina Central University. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.